Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Listen after the podcast for more information about TPC DeQuincy.
The other day I did a life group lesson, and the question was asked, who has really influenced you the most on your journey? And in that lesson, the first person that came to my mind was my wife. There's no one that's helped me outside of Jesus Christ more than Janet Nealon. I've lived with this sweet, precious lady for the last 27 years, and I can tell you that she is a Christian. She is a wonderful Christian lady. She is an incredible mother, and I had a great one, but Janet's every bit as good, if not even better, than my own mother. She has been a fantastic wife, and you're going to be blessed by Janet Nealon this morning, who is the lady, the first lady of this church, and is worthy, so worthy of just a good round of applause from all of you this morning. Janet.
Thank you. You can be seated. So I want to thank a couple of more people this morning. Y'all know how I am. Most of you know. And that's going to start off with Pastor. As he said, we have lived together, been married for over 27 years, but we've known each other a little over 30 years. And from the moment that I laid my eyes on Pastor, I said, that is the man that I want to go out with. And after that first date, I decided that's who I want to marry. And every guy after that that came along, they paled in comparison. Thank you, babe. Pastor has truly influenced my life, aside from the Lord Jesus Christ, more than anyone else. He has blessed me deeply and remained faithful to me, and I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to come today and to share with the people of God what the Lord has given me. And if you don't think that the Lord will take your journey and your life and your childhood and restore to you, I can tell you that the Lord will. My childhood was that of great abuse. And there have been many things that I have experienced and many things that I have not experienced. But a lot of sorrow and a lot of loss. But the Lord, I don't know how that he does it. But in some way, he finds a way to restore back to us if we give him opportunity. And Trey and Molly have been so great of a restoration to me. Every day I thank the Lord for my precious children, our precious children that the Lord has given to us. Thank you for loving me, for loving your dad, for loving the Lord most of all, for choosing at the age that you could choose differently, for choosing to love God, for loving DeQuincy, loving the people of God, for working hard, for serving, even when you don't want to serve or you didn't want to, you still were obedient. Even if you had to adjust your attitude, you were still obedient. And it didn't take you long to adjust your attitude because we had the attitude adjuster. No. No, but that hadn't been used too much. And so we are very thankful. I am very thankful. You bring such love to a mother's heart and a smile to my face. You make my steps a little lighter, and I thank God for you every day. I love you, always and forever, to the moon and back a gazillion times. I love you. I love you, babe. So if you don't mind, I would like for you to stand with me and turn in your Bibles. And all the screens that you see on our media, Sister Kaylee and Sister Chelsea made those screens, and they are beautiful, aren't they? They took a lot of time. If you'll give them a good hand clap. Brother Cameron took care of the video. Thank you, Brother Cameron. And so everyone made it just special. Amanda and Brittany and Jared and Ella, all of our musicians, our greeters, our door greeters, those that received the offering, and every one of you make Mother's Day special. And I love you very much. And if this is your first time here in the Pentecostal Church of De Quincy, we're so thankful that you are here with us. Thank you for sharing your day. And if it's not your first time, but you're still a guest, we're glad you are here too. We love you. You're welcome anytime, all the time. So we're reading from the New Living Translation, and we're going to turn to Ruth chapter 1 and verse 6. And while you're turning there, I'm going to share a little joke that Pastor shared with me. You know how Pastor likes humor. So a little boy asked his father, "Dad, how did humans come to the earth?" Unfortunately, the father explained that humans evolved from apes that would swing through the trees. The boy then went and asked his mother, "Mother, how do humans come to be on the earth?" His mother then explains that God created the first two humans. The boy then says, "But Dad says that humans evolved from apes." His mother quickly explains, "Your dad told you about his side of the family. I told you about mine." Be careful what you say. Thank you, babe. Now reading from Ruth chapter 1 and verse 6. Then Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had blessed his people in Judah by giving them good crops again. So Naomi and her daughters-in-law got ready to leave Moab to return to her homeland. With her two daughters-in-law, she set out from the place where she had been living, and they took the road that would lead them back to Judah. But on the way, Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back to your mother's homes, and may the Lord reward you for your kindness to your husbands and to me. May the Lord bless you with the security of another marriage." "No," they said, "we want to go with you to your people." Let's bow our head to pray. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning that we can come together as a church family and celebrate the women and mothers in our life. We pray that every word spoken be words of life. Stay the words that are not your will. Speak anointed blessing through me, and that every heart would receive your words of love this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. And you can be seated. Did you know that Ruth was not a Jew? She was a Gentile. She was a pagan worshiping woman who married into a Jewish family. The book of Ruth gives a realistic portrait of life with its struggles and tragedies. Yet it describes how the faith and faithfulness of godly people enable God to turn tragedy into triumph and defeat into redemption. Even though the book of Ruth is one of the clearest examples of conversion in the Old Testament, I am sure that when Ruth married into Elimelech and Naomi's family, she was not thinking of her religion. In fact, as a young woman in love, her dreams were probably to have children, provide a loving home, and live with the love of her life for the rest of her days. But life brought a different journey. For now, Ruth had experienced the death of a husband in a young marriage. Most of us do not have the understanding of that kind of grief. However, all of us will experience life tragedies, life adjustments, and death in some way. But frankly, life as we plan it just will not happen. Our focus today is going to be on how Ruth navigated past unmet expectations. We don't need to define ourselves by what has gone wrong in our life. Too often, we get stuck in life by focusing on our losses. But not Ruth. On the way, she kept walking and embraced God's plan. The book of Ruth doesn't start off too well. In fact, it begins with three funerals and three weeping widows. But it ends with a wedding and the birth of a baby boy. Just because something is not good right now doesn't mean it will always be this way. Remember, it's not our agenda that God is interested in. He created us to accomplish His agenda. So on the way, stay open to change. Naomi was a Jew, but Naomi's daughter-in-law, Ruth, was not. Ruth was from the pagan land of Moab, who married a Jewish man. Up until she married into the Jewish family, Ruth had been taught to worship pagan gods. Now, as a young woman, Ruth began to allow the truth of God to be invested into her life from her mother-in-law. She embraced the faith of the Jewish people. In verse 16, Ruth says to Naomi, "Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." Her willingness to stay open to change brought Ruth into her purpose. Too many times people are interested and get stuck into what they have done, what they used to do, where they used to live, where we used to work, what our position used to be. But it's not just about where we have been, it is about where we are going. Stay open to change. Because as the song says, when Jesus walks into the room, everything changes. Jesus changes sickness into health, poverty into prosperity, tears into laughter, sorrow into joy, and tragedy into blessing. Jesus is the master of the turnaround. At one point in the story, Ruth has no job. She has no money, no friends. The people around her don't know who that she is. Her husband has passed away. She has no security. We cannot judge our purpose by our circumstances. Things can be bad today, but in a moment, God can turn it all around. Stay open to change. On the way, listen for instruction. After Ruth's husband died, Ruth stayed with Naomi. She was kind to her mother-in-law and waited for instruction. Sensitivity to God's Spirit will lead and guide us. That's just one of the reasons why praying daily, building a close relationship with the Lord, is so important. God has things and ideas and instructions and direction that He wants to share with us every day. Most miracles involve an instruction. Jesus told the blind man to wash the clay from his eyes. Elisha told Naaman to dip 7 times in the Jordan River. God gave Joshua specific instructions for conquering Jericho. Naomi told Ruth, go get your bucket and go glean in the field of Boaz. That one instruction led to a miracle. On the way, listen for instructions, because instructions decide your seasons of blessings. In Ruth's anxiety of loss, she did not point a finger, nor did she show anger. Instead, she was sensitive, not just to her own emotions, but also to the feelings of her mother-in-law. If we allow it, life can make us bitter. But Ruth was kind. As you've heard before from the childhood story of Bambi, Thumper's mother says, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Be kind. Not just to those who are kind to you, not just to those who will and can do you good, but be kind to everyone, because you never know who will bless you. Our actions today will determine our prayer of blessing for tomorrow. In verse 8, Naomi prays a prayer of blessing over Ruth and Orpah. And it said, go back to your mother's homes, and may the Lord reward you for your kindness to your husbands and to me. And may the Lord bless you with the security of another marriage. Kindness reaped a blessing. On the way, have faith. Redemption is the central theme in the book of Ruth. Even in the Old Testament, God's plan of redemption included the Gentiles. Throughout the Bible, God demonstrates that participation in God's kingdom is not by physical descent, but it is by faith and conforming one's life to God through obedience to the faith. Faith is not just a decision, but it is a commitment to a lifestyle. A lifestyle of separation from the world, a lifestyle of prayer and fasting, a lifestyle of obedience to God's word in action and in deed. Faith is not just a one-time decision at an altar, but faith is a life that is walked out in submission and obedience on a daily basis. Faith does not always feel good. Faith is not emotions. Faith does trust, even when we can't see and we don't even know how or where or why. One of my favorite quotes that hangs in our home comes from a writing that was found on a cellar wall that someone left during the Holocaust. And this is how it reads. I believe in the sun, even when it is not shining. I believe in love, even when I cannot feel it. And I believe in God, even when he is silent. That is faith. Faith knows God will never forsake us. Faith knows that God will supply our need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Faith knows that all God has, we have access to. Faith knows that every promise, all 199 plus of them in the book, are ours. Faith knows that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Faith knows that when we struggle and we can't see our way or we don't understand, we can trust God, and he will provide a place of shelter and refuge for us, and he will give us the wisdom that we need. Faith knows his thoughts for us are good. Jeremiah 29 and 11, faith says, God has expected plans for us. They are peaceful, and they are never evil. Faith knows that as we live a lifestyle submitted to Christ, embraced in prayer and fasting and committed to his word, we will one day live with God for an eternity. Ruth put her faith in a God she was just getting to know. Ruth was an ordinary person, but God reached out in his grace, and Ruth gained faith. Full membership in the community of God's people. Ruth did not put her faith in the things she did know and see, but she put her faith in the unknown, trusting in the Hebrew God Adonai. And God did not fail Ruth, and neither will he fail us. On the way, be honest. For be honest with yourself and with others. You know, sometimes our problem is not really our problem. Sometimes our problem is we're not getting honest with ourselves and with the others in our life. Ruth had to get honest. She was now a widow. Life was unfair. She had no one to provide for her. She was left with many decisions. Honesty compels us to set healthy boundaries. That's why many times we choose not to get honest, because we know others may not like our boundaries. But honesty and boundaries are healthy. Ruth was grieving, but she was alive and she got honest, not just with herself, but also with her mother-in-law, her sister-in-law, and with her entire family. Ruth had to get honest and decide where she was going and who she was going with. Unfortunately, we cannot always take everyone with us on the journey. Sometimes we must part ways, but it is important that we cleave to God and his plan for our life. Ruth said it like this: where you go, I will go. The word of God records where Ruth wept twice, both in verse 9 and in verse 14. No doubt there are many more times that Ruth cried because of what life had handed her. But in the midst of her grief, Ruth pulled herself together and got honest. Honesty weeps it out. It takes humility to weep and admit, I just can't do this by myself. I do need God and I do need others. No matter what her family's expectations were, she loved what she had learned and felt in a godly family. She was willing to walk in faith and leave everything behind to pursue a life with God that she had learned to love. Along the journey of life, we will face many difficulties and decisions, but it's important that each one of us get honest with ourselves, make the hard changes in our life, and decide what we must do to get healthy. Ruth was willing to leave some things behind, even family and friends, to pursue her love for God. What are you willing to give up to serve the one true God? What are we willing to change in our life to get honest, to be healthier in our spirit, our soul, our mind, our body, our marriage, our family, our job? There comes a time in our lives where we will just have to get honest if we want to get healthy. There are many days that I distinctly remember having to get honest with myself, and there are going to be many more days that I'm going to have to get honest. The day I got honest and admitted that I was battling with depression and had been for a long time. The day I got honest and admitted that a family member was still emotionally and verbally abusing me in my life. The day I got honest and admitted that there was a lot of emotional, sexual, and verbal abuse going on in my life. I distinctly remember the day I got honest and admitted that if my husband and I didn't get honest about some things in our life, our marriage was not going to survive. I remember the day I got honest and admitted I was still harboring unforgiveness and I was watering seeds of bitterness. There were things in my life that had to be changed, ways, mindsets, thoughts, habits that I had to change, that I had to decide that I was going to change. On the way, I had to get honest and set some healthy boundaries and make some strong, hard changes. I had to admit and face up to the lies that I was telling myself. No one could help me until I got honest. That's right. I can't even help myself until I get honest with myself and where I am in life. Right. Honesty is still the best policy. And communication is still the key to a healthy self and a healthy relationship. What do we need to get honest about today? What hard changes do we need to make? Ruth faced her struggles. She faced the grief and disappointments of her life. Ruth didn't ignore her situation. She didn't try to make it look better than it was. She didn't put off what was her responsibility, but she did get honest. On the way, don't let society define who you are. When Ruth got honest, she made a decision and she committed her life to her decision. The acceptable thing was to go back to Ruth's mother's home and start all over again. However, when Ruth got honest with herself, she realized the deep love she had for the Hebrew God Adonai and she made the hard changes, even though they were not acceptable in her society. Ruth walked forward in faith. She did not cling to her past, but on the way, she embraced her future. Don't let or allow society or Facebook or anything or any person define who you are. Allow God to reveal His plan for your life. Thrive in who He wants you to be. Just as the woman searched diligently for the lost coin in her home, search diligently for God's purpose in your life. God strategically and lovingly designed you with specific differences that make each one of you a one of a kind. Embrace God's creativity. Don't let society or anyone else define you. Christ has already defined you. And everyone else's definition of you will only be second best. Live and thrive in all Christ desires for you to be. But on the way, stay open to change. Listen for instruction. Have faith. Be honest. And don't let society define who you are. Just like we cannot see the whole picture, neither could Ruth. She didn't know the end of the story. If only we had known yesterday what we know today, but we didn't. But we can begin today, for today is the beginning of the rest of our life. Ruth didn't know that she would be celebrated every year at the Jewish Pentecost. Ruth didn't know that a book in the Bible would be written about her and would also be read every year at the end of barley season and at the beginning of harvest season, every year unto this day by the Jewish people. The Jews say that the book of Ruth is such a holy writing that it is likened unto a precious jewel. Ruth didn't know that on the way she would meet a loving man, Boaz, who would be her redeemer, which is an Old Testament type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ruth, a foreigner, never thought that in the end, the Jewish people around her would rise up and bless her, saying, "May you be like Rachel and Leah, upon whom the house of Israel is built. May your house become powerful in all of Jerusalem. And may the seed that comes from your womb be like that of Perez." Perez means breaking forth. Ruth had no idea that she would be the grandmother of King David. She had no idea that she would be named in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ruth had no idea that she would be one of only three women listed in the genealogy of Jesus. Ruth didn't know that when she got honest and walked in faith to make a life commitment to God, that God would so order the events of her life that her life would end in goodness and blessing, and the seed of her womb would break forth and bring salvation to a lost and a dying world. But on the way, Ruth kept walking and making the changes that needed to be made. Let's all stand this morning. What does Christ want to do in our life today? We don't see the end of the story. But are we giving him the opportunity to work those things we need him to work out in our life? Let's commit today to let God direct us and make us into his purpose. But on the way was not the end of the story for Ruth. It was only the beginning. The finished statement is this: but on the way, Ruth found her Redeemer and received her blessing. Her ending was greater than her beginning. What greatness and goodness does God want to do for each one of us today? What blessing is he trying to navigate us toward if we will just give him the opportunity? God desires for your ending to be better than your beginning. Will we embrace what we need to learn, and on the way will we commit to the changes and submit to his ways so we can receive our blessing? We really were made for right here, right now. All we are and all we have experienced really can be used for good. What we have to offer really is enough. God's plans and thoughts for us, they really are good. And God and I, we do really love you. What will you do on the way? on the way, stay open for change. Listen for instruction. Have faith. Be honest. Don't let society define who you are. If you'll bow your heads, I want to pray over you this morning. Lord, I thank you for the blessed opportunity to speak life-giving words to your people today. I pray a blessing over your people. May your word come alive and bring revelation to us. Just like in Acts chapter 4, they did not pray for deliverance from their circumstances. They prayed for boldness to do and accomplish your will. I pray, Lord, over your people today for boldness to do your will. I pray we get honest, that we allow you to strengthen our faith in you, and that every day your purpose would come alive in and through us in a new way. I thank you, Lord, not only for hearing our prayer, but for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. As our praise team leads us in worship, we invite everyone to the altar. Allow us to pray with you, and let this be the day, the beginning of a thriving journey with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thrive in all that he has created and blessed and purposed in you. Happy Mother's Day, and we love you.
Pray that today's message has blessed you. For more about TPC DeQuincy, go to our website, tpcdq.church. Please join us Wednesday night at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 6 p.m. TPC is located at 301 West 4th Street in DeQuincy. TPC, loving God and loving people.